As the U.S. Open gets underway next week in New York City, fans of men's doubles will be looking for two brothers from California to win their second major tournament title.
Please welcome from Camarillo, California, the number one seeds, Bob and Mike Bryan.
Bob and Mike Bryan were born only 2 minutes apart. Their parents, Wayne and Kathy, were both tennis instructors who started the boys playing at age two. Bob and Mike played their first competitive tournament at age six, but their parents never allowed them to play one another in singles. From an early age, the Bryans appeared destined to dominate doubles tennis. Bob and Mike won more than 100 junior doubles titles, including the U.S. Open and the U.S. National Boys 18s. Both brothers attended Stanford University, where they helped lead the California school to national collegiate tennis team titles in 1997 and 1998. Their first professional tournament title came in 2001 when they captured the St. Jude Tennis Classic in Memphis, Tennessee. That year, the Bryans also became the first twin brothers to win four ATP Tour doubles titles in a single year. 2 years later, Bob and Mike claimed their first major tournament crown at the French Open in Paris, where they won without losing a single set. The 2003 season was also the year the Bryans made their Davis Cup debut, helping the U.S. team beat Slovakia 3-2. Bob and Mike finished the year with another first, becoming the first brothers doubles team to finish the year ranked number one in the ATP doubles race. In 2004, the brothers elevated their success, winning seven titles in 11 finals and successfully defending their Masters Cup doubles crown. They also helped the U.S. Davis Cup team reach the finals for the first time since 1997, but the Americans lost to Spain. The Bryans also reached the quarterfinals at last year's Athens Olympics. This year, Bob and Mike have captured titles at Queen's Club in England on grass and on hard courts in Scottsdale, Arizona, and here in Washington. They lost in the first round of Davis Cup play to Croatia, but it did not derail their year. Bob Bryan says that keeping a positive attitude is one of the keys to their success because the brothers can help or hurt each other on the court.
When it's going bad, I'm sure it's probably the worst because we can say anything to each other and we really can rip on each other pretty bad. But, you know, right now we're just trying to stay positive, and that's why we've had a good, you know, four years here.
Mike Bryan says playing with his brothers sometimes gets a little old. However, winning is a great antidote to any sibling rivalry.
You know, we got to keep things, we got to, you know, spark it and keep it fresh sometimes. It gets a little stale when you're with your brother 40 weeks out of the year on the road. But you know what, it's fun going out there and traveling with your twin and, you know, sharing these victories.
In addition to a positive attitude, their size and reach have also contributed to the Bryans' success. Bob Bryan is 1 meter 93 centimeters tall, while Mike is 1 meter 90. Bob is left-handed, while Mike is right-handed. Mike says that gives the twins a great advantage.
You know, that's the only way people can tell us apart on the court. I wish we were both right-handed, then I'd have Bob serve, because he's the bigger server. I'd have him serve every time. But it does help. They never, you know, get the same read on our serves. He's the big lefty server. He pulls them out wide on the backhand. And, you know, I compliment with the good returns.
Their tennis success has garnered the Bryans quite a following, including a fan club started by two sisters, who were not twins, Amber VanderZalm and Tiffany Reuschel. Amber and Tiffany formed a fan club called the Bryan Bunch and also developed a website for the twins, bobandmike.com. Amber and Tiffany first saw the Bryans play at the boys' nationals in the girls' home state of Michigan. Amber VanderZalm says her sister was the first one to predict Bob and Mike's success.
Actually, my sister went and she saw them playing. I think they were like 15 years old in 93. And she looked at my dad and said, "Those guys are going to be number one someday, Dad." And since then, we've been watching them, and guess what happened?
Amber and Tiffany, both preschool teachers, have traveled thousands of miles to watch the Bryans, along with their mother Barbara and several other fans. They are recognizable at tournaments because of the unique lime green shirts that they wear with the Bryan Bunch on them. Tiffany Reuschel says that their hope is that more people will recognize Bob and Mike's talents and will join the Bryan Bunch.
We hope that it grows and the guys recognize it and make an extra effort to say hi to the people that they see in the green shirts. So they're helping get the information out there so people know and want to join.
Unfortunately, Tiffany says she and Amber cannot travel to New York for the U.S. Open. School will be underway in Michigan, and the two sisters have to work while the Bryans are competing. But the sisters are supporting the Bryans in another contest. The Association of Tennis Professionals Tour has implemented doubles rules changes, including reducing sets to 5 games each and playing tiebreakers at 4 games apiece instead of 6. The goal is to make matches faster and more exciting, but both Bob and Mike Bryan say the rules changes will hurt the game. Bob called the ruling absolutely ridiculous, while Mike said that the tournament organizers are penalizing the players for a lack of income. The ATP Tour said its decision would help attract more singles players to doubles and would help put doubles into the limelight. The new rules take effect in September after the U.S. Open and will not affect the major tournaments. The Bryans have vowed to fight the new rules because they believe doubles tennis is exciting enough without making it what Bob Bryan called an exhibition sport. In Washington, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.